USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing a handgun. He then took his own life. Tom Manger, the chief of the Capitol Police, says the car caught fire and the man exited.
It does appear that it was not the collision with the barricade that caused the fire. It appears that the individual may have started the fire himself as he was getting out of the car.
The war on baby powder has a big casualty.
Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, taking its place their existing cornstarch version of the product. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years from women claiming that the talc-based powder gave them ovarian cancer or mesothelioma. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Police arrested three Arizona parents, shocking two of them with stun guns as they tried to force their way into a school that police locked down Friday after an armed man was seen trying to get on campus. The parents were arrested as they tried to get to their children to protect them, authorities said. Officers in the Phoenix suburb of El Mirage used a taser to stop two of them as they tried to help a man whose own handgun fell to the ground while he was being taken into custody. In the state investigation spurred by then-President Donald Trump's call to Georgia's top election official, people who had been called to testify or might be about potential interference in the 2020 presidential contest are turning to high-profile lawyers. Trump has hired Drew Findling, one of Atlanta's most prominent criminal defense attorneys, who is perhaps best known for representing rap stars, while U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has brought on Trump's former White House counsel, Don McGahn, who was in Atlanta last week fighting a subpoena for Graham. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Standing in front of 1,500 Republicans at a rural ranch backed up by the Sierra Nevada Mountains, Nevada's Republican governor candidate Joe Lombardo referenced the elephant in the room without naming him. The second-place finisher in the gubernatorial primary, Reno attorney Joey Gilbert, has baselessly claimed the mathematical counting was off and has continued to attack Lombardo. Lombardo, to this point, hasn't addressed Gilbert directly, who requested a statewide recount of the results and later filed a lawsuit that was thrown out last week. He didn't say Gilbert's name on Saturday either, but acknowledged we haven't come together since the primary. There's been an historic surprise found underwater in the Atlantic.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the U.K. found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. The divers say they didn't remove anything from the wreckage site after finding it and will now work with the U.S. Embassy on the next steps. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And social media posts are providing would-be car thieves with step-by-step instructions on how to start cars without a key.
They're basically just taking the cars, joyriding, oftentimes committing other crimes in those cars, and then dumping them.
This is USA Radio News.